Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for our out-of-office report, brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. We're going to go way outside the office here, all the way to Long Island, where we find our friend who's joined us multiple times throughout the season, Andrew Gross from Newsday, covers the Islanders. Andrew, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Oh, my pleasure. Hope everything's good with you guys, and hope this is going to be a good series coming up here.
Should be very interesting. First question is, what happened to Varlamov last night? What's his status here? He left the game.
Yeah, Barry explained it after the game. That's Barry Trotz, the coach, is a strain. He didn't specify what the strain was. He called it, you know, basically a very mild thing, and that if this had been a playoff game, Varley probably would have stayed in the game. But, you know, you don't want to lose your starting goalie for game one of the playoffs, you know, the last game of the regular season. So it was one of those abundance of caution things. I think we'll see exactly how serious it is. The Islanders obviously not practicing today, but they're expected to get back on the ice tomorrow. So we'll see if Varley, you know, gets another maintenance day here or is able to, you know, get right back to practice or not. But the initial report was that this should not be a real factor going into game one, whenever that is, Saturday or Sunday.
How is the team's health other than Anders Lee? And obviously, have they still overcame the Anders Lee loss?
Yeah, no, the health seems pretty good. Barry Trotz took the last week of the season or so to rest some of his regulars. Matthew Barzal got a game off. Jordan Eberle got a game off. Leo Komarov got a game off. You know, Cal Clutterbuck, Matt Martin, both got games off. You know, guys that really bang around. You know, they were able to rest a little bit. So the health is good. It's just that, you know, you can't replace an Anders Lee. You can't replace everything he does 5-on-5 around the crease. You can't replace what he does on the power play as a net front. You can't really replace what he means to that team in the room. And look, you know, acquiring Kyle Palmieri and Travis Zajac hasn't quite worked out for the Islanders the way Jeff Carter has for the Penguins. But, you know, Kyle Palmieri at least is showing, you know, some signs. You know, he scored a goal the other game. That was just his second with the Islanders. But he's been going hard to the crease with consistency. And that's what they need from him. And Travis Zajac really is more just of a depth piece at this point. And I would doubt he would be in the game one lineup at this point.
Andrew Gross from Newsday talking Islanders here. So at one point, Andrew, the Islanders on April 8th, they were 26-10-4. Since then, I believe they're 6-7-3. What happened to them down the stretch? Was it just a matter of the schedule catching up to them, or were there identifiable issues?
Yeah, they had trouble scoring. Like I mentioned, you know, more was expected out of Kyle Palmieri, and you hate to throw everything on one guy, but he was, you know, he was the big trade. acquisition. And, you know, he only had one goal as an Islander going into the last week of the season. But, you know, I don't want to say the schedule caught up to them because, look, you know, every team has faced the grind. I mean, the Boston Bruins thrived, you know, even after the COVID pause when their season became more condensed. And
I guess what I meant by that, sorry to interrupt, was that they were pretty much done except within the last week here with the Buffalo and Jersey part of their schedule.
Yeah, no, you know, it's somewhat of a disturbing trend with the Islanders under Barry Trotz. It's kind of three seasons now where they start the season really, really well, and they bank all these points. And then in all three seasons under Barry, they've sort of, you know, stumbled to the finish line here. Now, they've turned it around in the playoffs, but they just, you know, there was a disconnect on defense. Their defensive structure seemed to loosen up a little bit too much. They weren't getting timely goals. They were losing leads in the third period. It was all the stuff you saw from the you didn't see from the Islanders in the early part of the season. And I guess the track record here is that they think that, you know, once the playoffs start, they'll get back. You know, they'll reset it to where they were at the beginning of the season.
What is the mood, I mean, for the Islanders that have got to like Trotz on their side at playoff time, especially against the Penguins? And the other part of that is, you know, the history really favors the Islanders over the Penguins. I know history isn't going to help this year's team, but I assume that players and coach feel pretty good about the matchup.
Yeah, no, they knew, you know, Penguins, Caps, they weren't going to play the Bruins. You know, either the Penguins or Caps, it was going to be a very tough matchup, so they weren't really concerned with that. And, yeah, the history, you know, they swept the Penguins pretty handily, I might add. It wasn't like a close sweep. That was two seasons ago in Barry Trotz's first year with the Islanders, and obviously Barry has had those battles with Sully and the Penguins during his time with the Capitals, finally getting over that hump to win a cup with the Capitals in 2018. So, you know, they know what they have to do against the, you know, the Penguins. They can't let Sidney Crosby, you know, just, you know, dominate the series. And they have to find a way to, you know, get, you know, a good presence in front of Jerry or DeSmith, whoever's healthy enough to play net. So they know what they need to do. They're not afraid of the matchup. It's just a matter, you look at the regular season series with them, and the Islanders were just 2-4-2 against the Penguins, and you know, a couple of those games were pretty one-sided towards the Penguins.
Andrew Gross from Newsday talking Islanders. So which defense pair, which line do you think will Barry Trotz want to put against this dynamic Crosby line with Gensel and Rust? And is he inclined, when he has the last change, will he be inclined to chase matchups? Does he like to do that?
Not all the time, no. He doesn't necessarily chase them, but I can guarantee you, Of the three defense pairs, Crosby is going to get Adam Pellick and Ryan Pulock. You know, there's no doubt about that. As far as which lines go up against the Crosby line, you know, I would say it's probably going to be Brock Nelson's line with Anthony Beauvillier and Josh Bailey. And but, you know, it could also be Jean-Gabriel Pageau's line with Palmieri and Oliver Wahlstrom, and or the fourth line with Casey Cizikas and you know, Cal Clutterbuck and Matt Martin. I think Barry would have a trust in any of those lines, and I'm leaving out Matthew Barzell's line with Jordan Eberle and Leo Komarov, and you know, I should probably include them there too, because I think Leo is going to be used to agitate, and I think they might try and use him to get under Sid's skin a little bit. So I don't necessarily think, you know, a long answer for a short question. I don't necessarily think, as far as forward lines, Barry's going to chase a matchup there.
All right, who do you like in the series? What's your what is your prediction going to be? And I'm real eager to hear too. You know the East Division inside and out. Who do you like in Washington and Boston?
Who do I do? I'll start there because to me that's an easier pick. I really like the Bruins. I like everything they've done this season. I like their balance, and I think their defense is getting a little bit healthier. So. And the Capitals seem in a little bit of disarray now, a couple of guys on the COVID protocol. So I see the Bruins getting past that series. With the Islanders, they're either going to win in six or I think lose in seven. If you're asking me to pick, I think the Penguins have a little bit of an edge. The one thing to me, the one reason why I might hang my hat on the Islanders is, and this is no offense to Jerry and DeSmith, I like the Islanders goalie tandem of Varlamov and Ilya Sorokin as a tandem. I like those two better than any of the four other teams in the division. Not by much, but I do think the Islanders have a goaltending edge. I'm just not sure it's going to be enough to get them past the Penguins here.
I got two real quick ones before we finish here, Arthur. One is every playoff series, a fan base winds up hating at least one guy on the other team. Is Matt Martin the one and only obvious candidate, or is there someone else that Penguins fans will hate by game three?
I would say you're probably going to hate Leo Komarov by game three.
Yes.
I know Brad Marchand hates Leo Komarov. The Islanders are built to play a heavy physical game. So it's not just Matt Martin. Cal Clutterbuck is going to annoy the heck out of you, even Matthew Barzal, he's sort of like Sid in that way, in that he's sneaky physical at times, So I think up and down the lineup, the Islanders are equipped to play a chippy game. And I was just reviewing the eight games against the Penguins this season, and they had some real chippy ones. The Islanders are still not happy with Mike Matheson, for laying what they called was a vicious cross check on Matt Barzal, and I'm sure the Penguins have their issues with the Islanders through the season, how they were treated. So. You know, the one really neat thing about these playoffs is you go into playoffs in a normal season, and usually it takes a game or two for that hatred to be built up. Well, these teams have already faced each other eight times. The hatred is there. It's going to be there from the opening faceoff, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
30 seconds, the state of the Islander special teams, because we always talk special teams going into the playoffs.
The penalty kill is superb. They finished first in the league at home, and they stopped, like, I think it was 23 or 24 down the stretch power plays. So I don't worry about the penalty kill, even though the Penguins' power play is so good. The Islanders' power play is kind of the X factor. You know, it can be good if Oliver Wahlstrom gets off that one-timer in the Alex Ovechkin spot, but as a whole, the Islanders' power play has been really spotty, and I think the Penguins are going to have a decided advantage there.
Great stuff, man. We appreciate you joining us, and hopefully during the series we can have you on from time to time, Andrew.
You got my number anytime. Love talking hockey with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.